The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
In the heart of Limerick City, 30 men and women dancing, singing, swaying, moving. A most joyous gathering in front of the altar in St. Michael's Church, Denmark Street.
It's kind of music that you can't just sing and keep quiet. It makes you keep moving and clapping and enjoying.
A blur of colour in their blue and red robes, this is Limerick Gospel Choir.
You don't have to be Christian, you don't have to be a church person. You have people from different backgrounds, all walks of life. Whatever your sexuality is, whatever you believe in, just come in.
We're all friends. We're everything to one another.
Tuesday rehearsals are like a family reunion.
Hello, Daddy. How are you?
No sooner is a member in the door than they're swept up in hugs, merriment, divilment.
We hug one another a lot, and it's so good for your mental health to hug.
Yeah.
And to send away some stress.
I see people that only have to join in, and I can see by them they're mesmerised by the different parts we do. It lifts your soul and your heart. It lifts the whole body. The whole system rises from the ground. It's unreal.
At the centre of that energy and enthusiasm is the choir's musical director, David Idio. David is pounding the floor with his feet, clapping, stomping.
Movement is really important because it reaches out more to the listener. When we sing, because we feel it, we move.
For David, there can be no half measures in music. It is his everything and his everyday. Outside of gospel choir, he works as a musician in the community. Today, that brings him to Knocklisheen, County Clare. In Knocklisheen here, there's a direct provision centre, where accommodation is provided to asylum seekers while their claims for refugee status are processed.
This is Knocklisheen Accommodation Centre. We're in the recreation room where we live in the blocks that are here.
That's Angela. The families who live here lead uncertain lives, unsure as to how long they'll stay here or where they'll go next.
So we're all going to sing together.
Every week, David brings some welcome joy and fun in the form of a music group. It's called Song Seeking, funded by Creative Ireland. Today, the recreation room is bubbling with excitement. Children piling onto the couches that have been pulled up beside David's keyboard. David is here to help them learn songs they want to sing. He's in his element.
I sing it. You were born ready, Rob.
Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you see what I mean.
The children are beaming with delight as they sing.
I try to sing to inspire them, and I try to always have this energy. It comes natural to me. People respond, especially when they see you are into it. They try and get into it also. To me, I think music means a lot to me. It means basically almost everything. You know, it's just something that I think I was born to do.
David feels that music is what he was born to do. And yet, his journey to here wasn't straightforward. Growing up in Nigeria, he often felt like the odd one out.
No one in the family was interested in music. I was just the only one who was musical. And everyone just thought I was crazy. You know, my dad, my mom, they thought I would be an engineer. They wanted me to go into accounting, something professional. But, you know, I really didn't see the light there.
But even as a little boy, David found a way to practice music every week.
I was a church boy. I've always been a church boy, always going to the church to practice.
He would spend as much time as he could playing the keyboard in his local church.
My parents would go home and I'm still in church, and sometimes I don't eat because I would always want to play, practice. They would go home and they'll be wondering where I am, but I'm still in church playing the keyboard.
David has had to find his own way in music. Maybe that's why it's so important to him to encourage others.
Ready?
Like so 8-year-old Rob.
3, 2, 1, drop it. Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gonna hit the road. Gonna hit the road.
Well, Rob is excellent. He was very quiet the first time, the first week. But when I noticed, I just asked him what song he would love to do, and he mentioned Shotgun. And immediately we did it, he came into his element. So everyone knows it as a Rob song.
With a huge grin, Rob takes center stage. Buoyed up by David's encouragement, he even decides to do the conducting himself.
And you tell them, like, to be louder, to be lower, to be, like, to do, like, the lyrics and to go with the song and the beat.
Initially, when we came, a few of them who were quiet, you know, but just to find out what they love. And once they get to do what they like doing, they come into their element. Ready?
David is a master at nurturing that love of music and the hopes and dreams that come with it. But sometimes our hopes and dreams aren't achieved without a bit of luck too. When David finished college in Nigeria, he took a job that meant he couldn't devote as much of his time to music as he would have liked. His dream of a life in music wasn't working out how he'd hoped.
Then I met a friend randomly on Facebook. I had never met the person before. The person just saw my picture and wanted to be my friend. And somehow the person was from Limerick Island. We went on chatting. She wanted to know if I had, you know, just other passions outside. I said, I really love music. And she said, oh, there is a school in Limerick that does music. Have you considered? I said, well, I've tried Berkeley in America, different places.
David had gotten used to having his own hopes dashed, but he applied to the University of Limerick anyway. And to his amazement, he was accepted.
It was like magic. In 3 months, this happened, and the next thing she told me, I should apply for a scholarship. I applied. They gave me the full scholarship. It just happened in 3 months.
So David came all the way from Nigeria to Limerick to study a master's in community music. But what about his mysterious Facebook friend?
I did meet her because after the whole thing I came, I was like, finally, we met. So it was a good thing. It happened. That was like 5 years ago. We dated for a while, obviously. But we're still very good friends. She's a very good friend of mine. And you know how you meet people once in life who can change things, you know? That's how special she is.
There was no fairy tale ending to the romance, but the kindness and encouragement of a stranger thousands of miles away helped David fulfill his dream of a life immersed in music.
It's unusual, it's a word. It sounds like something you would read in a book or just like a fairy tale or something. I think it's a big deal to travel out of your country. It's a big deal to my parents. You know, the fact that I can come out to express those things I used to do back home.
Often, seeking out that dream, or a better life, can bring us away from home. We can't always bring the people we love with us, so we reach out for the things that remind us of home. We're in a cosy bungalow in Anacotti on the outskirts of Limerick City. That's Nada Popovac, a soprano singer in Limerick Gospel Choir. She's singing a traditional Serbian song. Her five-year-old twin daughters are dancing along with big smiles on their faces.
We are in the kitchen and we are preparing some delicious moussaka. It's with potato and minced meat.
Nada and her husband left Serbia for Ireland 2 years ago in search of a better future for their daughters.
My mom was really angry when I told her that we decided to move. It was really tough. So yeah, we're missing this stuff.
She learned to cook dishes like moussaka from her mum.
Oh yeah, I was watching all the time. Yeah, I was the one, you know, always sneaking around and watching what she's doing. And that's how I learned a lot of things. Okay, so I mix this up and then I cover with the foil and put in the oven to bake. They're making bubbles in their juice.
After her twins were born in Serbia, Nada spent a lot of time at home while her husband was at work. She found it really tough.
Being alone with twins is really demanding. I'll be honest and say that sometimes I wanted to jump out of my skin, because in the first couple of months we didn't sleep almost at all. It was like 2 or 3 hours, and we were happy if we could put together 4 hours, you know, in a row.
Nada was longing for time and space to herself and the solace of music.
When I stopped breastfeeding, I told my husband, you know, I need something once a week. It doesn't matter. Once a week, 1 hour, 2 hour, but I need something to just recharge myself, to do something I like. And that was, you know, singing.
She found a choir in Serbia, a lifeline.
If I missed one practice of that choir, I really felt it on my all well-being and energy level that I needed to go through the days with my kids and everything that was happening in my life. See.
Once Nada knew they were moving from Serbia to Limerick, finding a place to sing was a top priority.
I guess I'm addicted. I need the music in my life. And I searched and searched and found the Limerick Gospel Choir. When I have to start my day with some uplifting song, I play Mercy from Limerick Gospel Choir. The choir sounds amazing. I was like, I really want to try and enjoy them.
So the family made the move to Limerick, and Limerick Gospel Choir had Nada feeling at home in no time at all.
It was surreal. And those guys sing so good, and I'm so glad that I'm here. They were really nice and friendly, and everyone makes you feel welcome there.
A few months ago, Nada's mum came to visit. She'd been really worried about the family's move to Ireland. Would they get jobs? Where would they live? Would they find friends here?
She was here whole January. We showed her around. I took her to one rehearsal with the choir. And she saw that we're happy here. And then she calmed down a bit and sort of accepted it.
Seeing Nada's mum at the rehearsal, it dawned on some of the other members just how far Nada was from home.
You see this? I have this golden bracelet here on my wrist. And I got it for my birthday from a lady. We call her Mama Kay. And she said to me, "You don't have your mama here. I wanted to give you this gift for your birthday to you." I was speechless and blown away at the moment. And I didn't know what to say. It was so emotional. And I felt so good that she was so kind and that she was thoughtful and thinking about me and wanted to do something nice for me simply because she knew I was far away from the people I love, from my family and my mom and my family in Serbia. This is really thoughtful.
Once a week, Limerick Gospel Choir bring all that love and passion together for their lively rehearsal at St. Michael's Church. David doing what he does best.
Who wants to try? Who wants to try for the crowd?
Encouraging, motivating.
Everyone sees Tuesday evening as an opportunity to bond, take off stress in singing. This is food for the soul.
Members love to surprise each other with treats like Mama Kay's legendary pancakes.
A big load of pancakes that she cooked herself and thought of us all and brought them in.
She brought lemon and sugar. They were delicious.
Yeah, they were delicious.
The choir are well known in a couple of local establishments too.
We usually go sometimes to Nancy's to have the crack, you know. We laugh, we go for events together, birthday events.
We sing once a month in St. Michael's. 4:30 mass. Mass over about 5:20. By 5:30 we're in Nancy's.
I'm gonna let it shine. Do this. I'm gonna let it shine.
David strides forward into the circle, stepping left, right to the beat. Smiling faces all around. Every word seems to be filled with joy and meaning.
I don't know, gospel music just gives you an opportunity to express your soul. It brings out passion, I think. You see the brightness in their eyes, you see the lights. Gospel music just makes everyone shine.
It lifts your soul and your heart. It lifts the whole body. The whole system rises from the ground.
I'm feeling enlightened, energized, recharged. Amazing. Just amazing.
You've been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonnell. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.